besides that for a sore or a wound. You ever hear the word proud flesh?
Yeah, well, that's usually after an operation that proud flesh sometimes grows. I've heard of that. Okay. But that's
okay. So that would be a wound that's healing?
Yeah, it would probably be a wound that's healing, and then that proud flesh goes, they have to take it off too.
Okay. And someone who is never well, who is just always kind of ill, would be called what? You would just say that person is always
sickly.
Okay. Yeah. And a person who can't hear out of their ears is
deaf.
Okay. This is the last one, so we're almost finished here. When the sun comes up in the morning, that is called what?
Morning.
Okay.
Daylight.
But when it comes up, if you went out to look at it, you'd be looking at the what?
Sunrise. Yeah. Or sun up.
Yeah. Or sun up. Yeah. And how about when it goes down in the evening?
Sunset.
Okay. And if it was 10:45, say at night, how would you say 10:45 using a quarter form?
10:45 be quarter of 11.
Okay. And today is I've lost track of the days. Today is Thursday.
Right. Seventh day of June.
Okay. So. If today is Thursday, Wednesday would have been
yesterday,
and Friday will be
tomorrow.
Okay, and if I could get you just to pronounce the days of the week for me, if you could just
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay, and if I could get you to do the same thing with the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and just a little bit of counting for me, for numbers. If I could get you to count from 1 to 14 for me.
Just singly? Okay.
Just singly. Slowly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19?
20.
And the number after 26?
27.
And the number after 29?
30.
And the number after 99?
100.
Okay, and the number after 999?
1,000.
Okay, and then that big number we hear all the time now. People want to win it in the lottery.
That million.
Yeah, okay. And also, if you could do the ordinal numbers for me. Do you know what an ordinal number is?
No.
Like if somebody wins a race, they come in, what place do they come in?
Well, they come in first, you
okay,
mean?
Okay, yeah, and if you could do that up through 10.
Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
But do that with the first.
Oh, you mean that way? Yeah. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Yeah. Could you tell me what the local towns are around here and where they are? About how far away they are from Dove Creek?
Like, you want Dove Creek first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dove Creek's approximately a mile and a half from here. Then Monticello, Utah is 25 miles from Dove Creek.
Okay.
Cortez is 35 miles from Dove Creek. Dolores, I think, is 34. Let's see, what's Pleasant View? 14 miles from here, and then I'd have to think Lewis is a little farther, 14. Lewis is about 22 miles, I guess. The roundup's 24, isn't it? And then Areola would be approximately, 26 miles.
Okay. Is there...
And Cajon is 10 miles.
Okay.
10 and 10, about a half.
Is there a place on the other side of Dove Creek?
It's Monticello,
okay.
Utah. It's clear.
Okay. Is there a place north of Dove Creek in Colorado?
Yeah, Egner.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 10 miles.
And what's that place that
Slick Rock, you mean, or Disappointment Valley?
Yeah, that's the one I was wondering about. I think that's a great name.
It is.
Disappointment.
It is certainly, yes.
Disappointment Valley. Yeah, I like that. Just a couple more and we'll be finished here. Do you know what state St. Louis is in?